Yo, 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 we're back with another podcast, another episode. We got our boy Manny in the house.
Big, big gerbs.
We got my boy Christian in the house.
Hey, hey.
A.K.A. Christian the Barber.
Hi. And me, Kevin, a.k.a.
Turtle,
a.k.a.
What happened to Big Dog? Big Dog?
I thought he called you Big Dog last time.
Nah.
I could have sworn he called
Big Dog.
Like, yeah, you were like, "Oh, what's up, Big Dog? What's going on?"
We're just Big Dog.
I could have sworn. Yeah, I could have sworn.
You called me Big Dog. That's kind of dope.
I mean.
Anyways, oh, man, it's we're glad to have you in the house again.
It's Monday, February 25th. Ooh. Almost the end of the month. Another month gone by really, really quick. Happy late Valentine's Day to all you single lovers out there.
Super gay, bro.
lovers, eh?
Yeah, this one was looking at, like, straight in my eyes. And when he said, happy Valentine's Day, I was like, whoa, that's a little homo, bro. I'm just playing, bro.
Everybody, bro, stand up for your marriage, bro.
I'm just messing around, bro.
Be like, I'm a married man.
But yeah, man, it's glad to have you. I know you just got off work right now.
Yeah, it's good to be here, man. It's good to be here.
It's a lot of traffic to get here, to Long Beach, but...
Nah, it's a drive, but I don't mind driving, you know? Yeah. It's one of the therapeutic things for me to do.
So what you been up to, man? Tell us a little bit... You know what? Tell us a little bit about yourself, bro. I know last episode, or the last time you were here, we went over other stuff, but we didn't really introduce you, nor did we talk much about who you are,
good deal.
What you're about.
Yeah, good deal. Man, there's... It's hard to, like, assess myself out loud because I've been so used to doing it on an internal level.
Yeah.
My bad. Just one second.
Handle.
Smoking a little blunt here. A little blunt. We'll explain next week. It's a little crazy thing, but we'll explain next on the next podcast for specific reasons we can't disclose right now.
For sure. All right, man. Anyways, back to Christian.
to bring it back to it, essentially, is I currently see myself as an individual simply trying to learn and grow, that's currently on a, I don't know, I suppose a new personal start in the sense of this past year, my perception of things recently changed into like a whole bunch of different stuff. I had to like build from the ground up.
Yeah.
And as much as that was a difficult thing, I am grateful for it because I'm beginning to learn from a lot of the patterns and the mistakes that I've made and stuff like that. So I'm just a growing individual. That's just a quick recap on that.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I am a,
Low-key, bro, I blanked out for a second. My bad.
Oh, no, you're all good. You're all good. I know. I can get deep.
No.
If you're listening to this on the podcast and you just spaced out for about minute and a half,
no, for 30
I
seconds,
understand
bro.
You.
My boy Matt is here to listen as well. That's the good thing, you know? I was listening to the song and my mind just went... somewhere else, but anyways, my bad, doggy.
Bro, I'm a young boy on new terrain, just trying to grow, man. I'm a 22-year-old fella.
All right.
22 years old, and it's been a journey. Let me say that. I mean, oh man, that's the best way I can actually put it. But regardless, let's say within the past few years, I decided I was 18. I wanted to become a barber. Took me a while, honestly. I tried 3 semesters of college. It didn't work out very well. It wasn't necessarily my intelligence as much as my motivation that was lacking at the time. And I was just, I could blame it on other stuff, but I mean, it's on me, you know? It's what it is. However, I do plan on, like, returning to school later on.
Oh, really?
I just, like...
What are you trying to do, or for what?
I'm just trying to study a little bit. Just, like, study...
Ooh, man, get your knowledge, get some knowledge.
Just gain some knowledge. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to get into, like, philosophy, psychology.
Really,
I want to... I like delving into how people think and not just how people think, but the actual ideas that are brought forth and the philosophies that coincide with everything. Because, I mean, that's how we all live our lives. We all wake up with a specific philosophy.
Yeah, you guys look at a poet, huh?
He's a poet, man. Bro, you're a poet and you don't even know it. Flow.
No, that's... No, I'm just saying.
House sound effects.
Oh, it would be dope if we had like a little sound effect, little box, and we could just play with it.
Wait.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a bit.
Sorry, bro.
All good, man.
Continue. Go on, bro. Go on. So you trying to go back to school?
Oh, yeah. I believe that we wake up every single morning and we believe, like, we wake up every morning believing the world works a certain way. Like, we wake up believing things, like, things are a certain way, the way that they are for a certain reason.
Yeah.
We believe that people are the way they are for a certain reason.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to, and we're all just trying to figure it out, every single one of us. And so, I've recently hit new ground on new terrain. If you haven't listened to the last episode that I was a guest, I recently, like just this past year, experienced an ego death.
Explain a little. Don't go too.
Just, yeah, because I did get pretty detailed the last one.
If you don't want to, just a little.
Yeah,
recap,
just a little recap.
Maybe someone doesn't know what it is. You know?
Absolutely, and it's just.
Oh, there you go. Explain it to Manny. Explain it.
All right, Manny. It's this. It's a moment where essentially your ego is that part of your brain that figures stuff out, that kind of helps to construct a story, helps to construct order a little bit, and it has your best interest at heart. It wants to keep you comfortable. It wants to keep you working right. And so, and it kind of delves into your identity. It delves into the decisions you make and how you make those decisions and how you view yourself within making your decisions.
Like your motor,
a little thing. Bit. It's a very important motor to have. But that's the thing. If we don't keep it in check, it can lead us into bad habits, into bad situations, into mentalities that, while they have their place and certain times, if you get stuck in it, that's never a good thing.
Okay.
And so going from there, my ego, and I'm speaking for myself because my ego, it was individual to me and it was telling me certain things. So like, let's say I was doing some wrong, like that I know was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like my ego, that part of my brain is talking me out of it. It's talking me out of like feeling so guilty. It's talking me, hey man, calm down. Just forget about it. Just go to sleep, or just do this, do that, do this. Like, it's like it's the back of your conscience. It's not necessarily the bad part of your conscience because it's not always a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like something traumatic happens, that part of your brain that's working really hard, your ego, it's doing its best to keep you composed. Like, let's say you're feeling guilty over something, and guilt can be overwhelming. So, like, guilt is there for a reason, but I understand it can feel overwhelming. The ego plays into that. The ego plays into that saying, it kind of rewrites the story of how events really went down.
Mm-hmm.
Your ego can kind of get in the way and tell you, like, twist it so that you're not necessarily the bad guy. Even if you did something wrong, but you're the good guy who just made a mistake, you know? And so my ego did that, and it did that too often. I kept doing wrong. I'm not going to delve too much into it, but I was doing wrong that I knew was wrong, and I was just telling myself to be comfortable, but I found myself comfortable even in the bad, in the low points. This is on me, because when you allow... At some point, you can allow depression to consume you. Depressing times happen, and you can go through waves, and that's how it's been from, like, if I ever go through a wave of depression, I call it a wave, because it is going to come and it's going to go. But if you let that thing consume you, and it's a conscious decision, at least in my part, at some point, I consciously decided to let it linger, and I decided to listen to whatever... the depression was telling me to do, whatever it was telling me to think about myself. And that was a conscious decision I made when I was young and dumb and stupid. And
you didn't trigger that, though.
I was in a bad place, but just young stupidity, you know? Mm. And curiosity, because curiosity really kills stuff, man. It really did kill the cat, man, because...
That's true, man.
Like, my peer pressure was never a big deal in my life. I mean, I get some peer pressure here and there, but it was never something that was like... I was kind of trained for that. But at some point when, like, everyone eased off and it was like, whatever, I got curious about certain things. And, like, that's not always a bad thing, but... You just got to be careful. You got to tread lightly with what you do. We all make mistakes. I'm not saying everything that you're, like, if you're a terrible person. I'm talking about myself here, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, like, for me to talk about myself in a critical way and saying these things, like, that's just me and myself. This has no judgment on any individuals. It's simply speaking the truth on actions themselves, you know? And so I knew I was doing wrong. And in that in a moment where my ego, I had this experience, which I'm talking about, my ego essentially left for like a good maybe half hour or so. And it was a total trip. It was a total trip for me.
Were you like on anything at that moment, or were you sober?
Okay, like for a while, and like, okay, I had like a mini sesh of my own. Uh-huh. At the same time, though, I never do it. I've done any other drugs, anything like that. I'm not about that.
Of course.
I do my best to keep stuff as organic and just natural. Keep it simple, you know.
Yeah.
Like, if you can get by doing like and being healthy and going through things in a more natural means, I mean, I know not necessarily everything is exactly healthy, but if you can get by with a lot of things in more of a natural basis, like I use like essential oils even.
Yeah, of course.
Like over pill medication, like any prescription things. Like I haven't taken like something I haven't taken Tylenol or Advil in a long time. It's been like
it might have been
like half a year or something like that. And I don't have a problem. I mean, I feel fine. I mean, because I know like I have certain body.
Yeah, you don't need to take that.
I have certain body pains of my own and everything like that. Which that's a struggle on its own. I'm on my feet all day. I'm a barber. And so, like, when you're standing on your feet all day and you're using your hands, you're using your legs, you're crouching down, especially if it's a kid or something like that, I mean, that's how it goes. But that's the thing, I mean, the more you talk to people, the more you realize things. The more conversations you have, the more you realize we're a lot different, but we're a lot the same. In a lot [S2] Yeah. [S1] Of ways, we're different, but in a lot of ways, we're really the same. And that's the thing, like, the reason I'm saying that is because, like... For me to speak my mind as an individual, I hope someone can find some common ground, like, with what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If someone can find some resemblance of, like, oh, hey, I've felt that before, because...
I mean, what's crazy, bro, is, like, we're all the same people just trying to get through the day, you know?
Exactly. Like, we wake up in the morning, and it's like, how is this day gonna go down? Like, and sometimes, honestly, some days...
We're all just trying to survive, you know?
Yeah, we're just fighting to the end of the day.
Yep.
Just fighting to make it to the end of the day. And, like, we all got to realize we're not alone in some of the struggles, and we're not alone in some of the victories either.
Yeah, of course.
We got to remember, as much, like, something I had to realize is that there's value in everything, and that's what this ego death experience taught me.
Let's go back to that, yeah.
Back to the ego death. Oh, my goodness. Long tangent. Sorry, everybody. But, when this ego death happened, it was all in a moment. And there was just this sudden rush of emotion that hit me. It was in the middle of the night. And I was going to bed. I was just getting undressed. I was about to, like, lay down.
So this time, are you in bed already? Or?
No, I'm not even. Like, I'm just getting I'm just, like, I'm taking off my shirt. Like, just, I'm taking off my work clothes and everything. I'm taking off my clothes from the day, whatever I was doing. And I get home, and I'm doing this, and I just feel this in this moment, this sudden rush of emotion, man. Uh-huh. And I'm telling you, I hadn't felt something like that in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel high at this moment as well, or are you faded at all, or are you...
I initially was, but this rush of emotion was something different. This was an experience that as much as I wanted to just call it, oh man, you just had a bad trip. You just did like, oh, you just need to relax. Like, no, I believe that I experienced what I experienced for a reason. And because essentially what had happened, this rush of emotion came and it felt as if this shroud had been lifted, that like this thing that was in front of my eyes, this, that was covering my vision, and that was covering my reflection. Let me say that it was this shroud that was covering my reflection. It was like is as if there was something I put in front of the mirror that my ego had constructed, and it was this nice looking picture where I'm the good guy, but I just made a few mistakes. That's all, and then I needed to relax and all that, like.
So kind of made you...
I constructed this idea so I didn't have to deal with the guilt, that I didn't have to take responsibility for actions that I had taken. And responsibility that belonged to me. And I had no choice at that point. When the veil was lifted, I had no choice. I closed my eyes and I could still see the things that I had done. And it was as if I relived these moments where I did wrong. And I didn't get any of the pleasure that I initially, like, whatever I had to gain from it, I didn't feel any, I didn't feel any mental gain, I didn't feel any body gain, I just felt how it had degraded who I was, like, one by one, it slowly, like, it chipped away, and it chipped away into, like, this, like, yo, this is a problem, this is a problem, like, there's issues, there's stuff that I not paid attention to, and... There was so much that I got wrong. There was like, and that's the funny thing about your ego, and that's the funny thing about, because it essentially messed up my personal identity that my ego had kind of constructed for me. Which, I mean, that's the thing. Your ego has your best interest, you know? Yeah. It wants to keep you comfortable. But I forced myself into a point, like I said earlier, through the depression. When I was like heavily depressed, I allowed it to fester. My ego had picked up that depression is comfortable for me. Just that certain level of depression where it's like, you're not about to jump. You're not there. But you're not doing anything about it either. And that's not good either. And so I was stuck there. I had gotten myself stuck because I had made a foolish decision to stay negative. To allow the negativity to consume me. And it was a terrible mistake that I'd been paying for these past few years. But yeah, just last year, mid last year, I'd had this experience had happened and the shroud was lifted and I had no choice. My eyes open, eyes closed. I had a more vivid view of what I had done and who I was through my decisions. Through my collective decisions. Because that's the thing. People want to talk about, this person's a liar, this person's a cheater, this person's a womanizer. You could say all those things. Or you could say, let's say someone did that. Or, like, oh, everyone's lied a few times, so, like, that doesn't necessarily mean, he's a liar, we're all liars. You know? And so it's one of those things where, even to a point where, even to that degree, like, you can keep doing something and keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. And that's when it's like, okay, you know what? Maybe that person is a liar, because time after time after time after time. And I had to be that. I had no choice but to be this critical of my own self. And I had to face it. I had to confront it. And I honestly hated every second of it. I hated every single second of it. But in the aftermath, and I'm telling you, this aftermath lasted me months. Wow. Because this aftermath it had affected my mental to a point where I had like maybe 2-3 months of like depersonalization and disassociation, which I'm gonna just give you a quick death. It's essentially you have a odd perception of reality, like you feel out of touch with it, you feel outside of your body, or essentially in my instance, you know how your essence. Like, it's kind of, like, connected with your whole body. Like, you know that your feet is your feet. and your arms and your body, it all belongs to you, and like your mind and it are all intact, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I was 100% of my essence was all in my head. I was like watching myself through my eye pupils. Mm-hmm. I was essentially for months, I felt like I was on autopilot.
What the heck?
I was on autopilot, and I was like, what? Because it broke my head for a bit. Like, because it, for me, like, it essentially, once it broke my identity, and like, because that's the thing, when you build up your identity, you spend every single day with yourself. You didn't think you'd get it wrong when you're like, that. This is who I am.
Yeah.
You know? Like, when you decided for yourself, or when your ego kind of helped you out to decide for yourself, yeah, I'm kind of this, I'm kind of that, you kind of make a nice little picture. And then when that shatters, it's like, man, I spent every single day with myself, and I'm still got it wrong. I'm still missing this much information.
That's crazy.
Like, if I'm wrong about that, what else am I wrong about? And that's when my brain broke. It's like, it was like, God.
So you felt the moment when your brain went.
Dude, the very next morning, bro. The very next morning, I woke up and everything, nothing was right. Everything, it was like as if everything was crooked. Like, you know, like you wake up and absolutely everything that you're like, you look up, like I looked in the mirror, I looked at my hands and they didn't feel like they were mine, bro.
What?
It was a sketch. It was an absolute sketch. But like, you go through this process and it's a long process. Like it can last some people a few weeks. It can last some people years. I'm glad it transitioned. Honestly, it's a confusing thing. Cause like, you become extremely aware, hyper aware, and almost obsessed with simply your existence, because you just become aware, like, yo, these are my hands, these are my arms, these are my legs, and like, all these decisions matter. Everything that you decide to do with everything, it all has a butterfly effect. It all kind of, every little decision comes out to one product that is our life, you know? And so, it's crazy, man. It's just, you learn a lot with this perception because you kind of start from the ground up. You kind of relearn. You have to relearn a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of on my own because I didn't know. But, like, luckily, I'm glad, like, we're in the age of information. I started looking up, like, dude, stuff doesn't feel right. I don't feel here. Mm-hmm. I started seeing all these videos about depersonalization, disassociation. Because I'd never heard it before, honestly, for, like, a few weeks, I didn't watch the videos that were associated with it. But then I watched it and I knew it, like, dude, that's what it is. Because, like, this ain't depression. I've been depressed. This ain't anxiety. I've been depressed with anxiety. Like, this is something completely different that it's, like, I feel, this feels weird. I'm not in control and I feel stuck. I'm stuck in it. And yeah. I didn't know how long it was going to be, especially once I'd read, like, it could last you years.
Wow.
Because I got that's scared. Sketch, bro. I got crazy. Really scared right there. I did. But
how'd you get out of it, or how did you
honestly time and learning to when I was on autopilot, I guess we can call it depression or depersonalization, dissociation, I had to be real careful because I had to like remind myself like how to talk, because I started speaking my mind 100%, like, just, like, transparently, letting it all out, because, like, my filter had left, too, a little bit, and so I found myself saying a few things, I found myself saying some stuff, some good stuff, some bad stuff, but it was simply me being more true to myself in that sense, and, like, now I'm more mindful of that.
Yeah.
Essentially, like, and I'm not saying, like, start saying a bunch of bad stuff. Just because you think it's true. I'm not saying say a bunch of mean stuff, or I'm not saying that. I'm just saying at some point you have to learn to be real with yourself. And if you're real with everyone, if you're real with yourself, you can be real with everyone else. And
of course, man,
it's all a journey of its own, man.
That's such a crazy thing, dude. I feel like, you know,
you can relate.
I can definitely relate to, you know, your whole story. You know, I feel like you sort of spoke on my behalf also, you know. It's it's a crazy realization, dude. It's crazy. Yeah, dude.
Tell us about it. It's your situation.
It's crazy. Maybe not today. Maybe next time. Maybe next time.
It's all good, man.
Maybe next time. But I'm definitely in a in a not so so vivid mindset right now. But yeah, I can definitely relate to Christian underscore the barber's comment, you know, over here, Garden Grove, everybody.
Let me tell you this.
Hit us up, everybody. Everybody, hit us up. I'm not giving you the location. I'm just saying, you know, that's where we at. And you tell people that you're in certain areas. Long Beach, yeah, man. See, so we're not giving exact, you know, like, hey, it's this corner. We're just saying, you know, we're just promoting for everybody. But
wait, promote for yourself.
92806.
You're like, not Garden Grove. No, no, no. Anyways, we're all in a good one. We're all having a good time. But it's Christian's Day, bro. What do you want to know about Christian, Manny? Anything? Any questions you may have for him about this topic? Different topic? Anything you want to talk to Christian about?
Like just one thing. Like you know, like it's always been my thing. Like when I get haircuts, bro.
Yeah.
Like I've always
haircut
always
talk, barber talk.
Like you barbershop know, I've wondered why like. The barber can't leave the little paper on the neck and then remove it literally when they're done because sometimes you can still get hairs on your shirt.
Oh, absolutely.
After, you know, they cut a little bit.
I can answer, I think. Let
me... I'm going to answer for you. Obviously, I'm not a barber nor have any experience barbering or anything along those lines, but let me answer and let me know if I'm right. The reason why they remove the little paper choker thing...
It's called a Sanic strip, actually.
Okay. Little gay strip. And I'm just playing. the reason why, it's because they have to get the hairs, like the hairs on your neck, the lower hairs on your neck. So then they remove it, bro. And then, wait. And then you're done with the haircut, basically. That's basically the last step. Unless, why are they removing, the little thing? What is it called?
Sanic.
Sanic?
Sanic.
Sanic
strip.
Strip. Why are they removing it earlier? Like, when are they removing yours?
I don't know, but, you know, I've had that a few times before. Obviously not with Christian, but I've always wondered why, you know, you've done it. That's the reason I brought it up. You know, but
I'm not very sure, to be honest. I mean, because that's the thing. Some people feel a lot more comfortable. Some barbers feel more comfortable just working without it, even.
Okay.
But that's...
I just don't like having hairs on my neck, you know? It's a little itchy feeling, man. I hate it. It's pet peeve
of mine.
I mean...
That's just me ranting.
It's all good. No, I mean, some people just feel more comfortable cutting that, like, different ways and this way and that way. I mean, sometimes, like, in my instance, where I have a tough time using a Sanic strip, is like when it's cutting a kid's hair. Mm-hmm. When you're cutting a kid's hair, because reason being, they move around a lot, and like you can try to get it on there tight and everything. Like, and this is the instance that they're a mover. They're those kids that just like
so they rip.
Do this, and they're pulling at it, they're scratching at their necks. Like, yeah, because I mean it gets itchy, and that's understandable. I mean it's like it's not an issue like in.
As an adult, you can deal with the itch.
As an adult, yeah. As an adult, you can deal with an itch. If you're a kid, you don't, like, this is new to you, and you don't, it feels uncomfortable, yeah. And it's just, ugh. I get it. I didn't used to like haircuts as a kid. That's it's ironic how I'm doing what I'm doing now. I really love it.
Likes haircuts as a kid.
Not a lot of people.
Maybe girls.
We need, like, some type of mics or something, man.
Definitely.
Because I'm sure you can't really hear us that well. We sound like background...
Well, you have that little port where we can do a little three-way.
Well, next time, though, but yeah. No, I can do two-way, but, or, okay. Oh, maybe three-way because...
Maybe.
Excuse me?
No, you know that little, what is it called? A little...
Port.
A little port where you're able to connect... You're able to connect two different...
Headsets
into the...
Oh, yeah.
I got one of those, but individual. I'm sure that'll definitely help with the sound and the... And all that good stuff, man.
So we have three now. Like when we're adding people, like it's gonna be like more clear. So we're not like.
I'm sure no one heard what you said right now because you're super far away from me.
That's good because I don't know what I'm saying.
Anything else you guys gotta say? Super short podcast. I feel like.
It's all good. I mean,
I'm chilling either way.
Yeah, we're good, bro. Like,
the weather's been a little crazy, but we survived this crazy ass tornadoes now, so we're good.
Tornadoes, come on, bro.
Supposedly there's supposed to be hurricanes, but you know they didn't come. But like post the
hurricane in California.
Yeah, dude, it was all over the news. I told you about it, dude. I was telling people about it. Like, what's going on?
You know? I don't remember you telling me this whatsoever, bro.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
That would be crazy though, a hurricane or something.
Pretty high, then.
Anyways, we're gonna leave it at 30 minutes for today. I think we gotta be more organized, bro. We gotta find topics before we even podcast, you know. I know we've been saying that, but we need different topics, different stuff, you know, little segments. That way it's not just
Let's just start talking about issues. We should start talking about like events going on.
Random.
We should next podcast for sure. We will all write like we said last time, an event or something you guys want to talk about, and then we could all talk about it, you know. And then we'll go back and forth, back and forth. I feel like it'll make for a more interesting podcast, yeah. Because right now we're just going off the top of the dome and we're a little faded and
sure.
So I feel like that'll be good, you know.
Yeah.
But anyways, people of the podcast world.
Everybody check out Nelk. Nelk on YouTube. Pretty funny dudes.
Who's that?
Nelk, the YouTube pranksters guys that I showed you right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're pretty funny, man. But anyways, this is your boy Kevin.
Big Gerbs.
Manny.
So, Chris the Barber.
And we'll see you guys next time for a new episode.
Tune in next week.